Stockholm Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Dr. Henderson Carter, Senior Lecturer in History in the Department of History and Philosophy, the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On Friday, November 5th, 1937, Israel Lovell, one of Clement Paine's lieutenants, was convicted on 4 counts of sedition in the Court of Grand Sessions. Lovell, a 53-year-old carpenter of Baxter's Road, St. Michael, had been a branch leader of Garvey's Universal Negro Improvement Association, UNIA. He was one of the main speakers at the political meetings held by Clement Paine to organize the workers and protest the poor living and working conditions of the masses. These meetings were followed by a spate of rioting throughout Barbados after Paine's deportation, leaving 14 persons dead and more than 47 wounded. Lovell was charged with uttering seditious statements on July 23rd, 24th, 25th, and 26th, 1937. Such utterances, the prosecution argued, satisfied the charge of sedition. Words or deeds calculated to disturb the tranquility of the state and lead ignorant persons to subvert the government and the laws of the empire. One of the alleged utterances was, "There is no justice in Courage Street." In one speech, Lovell reportedly stated, "Let all the Goddards know that we are not taking things as before, and that we want bread and butter like Bowring and Darnley de Costa. I am fighting this cause until death." A special jury took 15 minutes to arrive at a guilty verdict, and Lovell, who was represented by Hilton Vaughan, was later sentenced to a prison term of 5 years.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.